Know Your Constituency, the RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello and welcome to Know Your Constituency. In this podcast, we'll be mapping out the politics of all 43 constituencies that will determine the makeup of the 34th Dáil and the next government. We'll outline all the essentials, the seats, the seat holders, the soon-to-be former seat holders, and everything in between. And we're going to try to condense all of that into the next couple of minutes. So let's get started. I'm Sarah McInerney. RT Radio's Barry Lennon is here with us again, of course. And also joining us is Áine Ní Breislán, journalist and broadcaster. And we're going to Cavan Monaghan next, Barry, which got a lot more interesting recently, didn't it? Give us the essentials, the seats, the seat holders.
Yes, five seats up for grabs here, and four of the five incumbents are back for more. They are Matt Carthy of Sinn Féin, Pauline Tully also of Sinn Féin, and the two Smiths for Fianna Fáil, Brendan Smith and Niamh Smith, no relation. And of course, the big omission, the big person standing aside here, the Minister Heather Humphreys of Fine Gael.
And Áine, for this one, the name really, Cavan Monaghan, does what it says on the tin. Talk us through the boundaries.
Yes, it's great to have a constituency that literally is all of counties Cavan and Monaghan, two more border counties, and a very small portion of Meath that had been included in the constituency is now gone. It's a very, very rural constituency. Some of it would be considered commuter belt, southeast Cavan as well as swathes of Monaghan, and the more built up areas would be Cavan Town, Monaghan Town, the market town of Clonus, Bailyborough, Carrickmacross, Castle Blaney, and it's also bordered vast by Armagh, Fermanagh, Tyrone and Meath, but it's a very rural, agricultural based constituency.
And on that basis then, what are the big issues in this constituency?
One of the biggest issues would have to be infrastructure. In terms of Cavan alone, 40% of the Cavan road network has been declared as poor or very poor. Of 3,000 kilometres of roads that go through Cavan, only 130 kilometres are national roads. And there has long been calls for bypasses in towns such as Virginia. A lot of the roads are rural. They're looking for link-ups to cross-border roads such as the A5. Also, immigration would be an issue, and issues of social and protection and of housing people that are coming in to live in Cavan Monaghan. Children's services is one to watch. There's has long been a call for another special needs school in the county of Monaghan, as there is only one in Cavan and Coutil, serving both counties, and it's at capacity with a waiting list. And health is a big issue here, with issues in doctors, staffing and capacity in Cavan Monaghan hospitals, and also social housing, which would be a big issue here. Social housing lists are very long in Cavan Monaghan.
All right, so lots of issues there. If this is the first episode that you've listened to, we are giving an important warning in every one of them, and that is that all of this is based on what we know at the time of recording. So remember, nominations have not closed as we're speaking, and as they say, campaigns do matter. Barry is going to come back to us at a later date with any significant updates on this constituency, but for now, we're going to get into the runners and the riders that we know about as we have them. And Barry, where are you starting?
Runners and riders, this more difficult to call than any race at Cheltenham, following that big departure, that 11th hour departure from the Minister Heather Humphreys. Extremely popular here, first elected in 2011. She polled a gargantuan 12,808 first preferences in 2020. And Fine Gael have actually outpolled Fianna Fáil in the general election here the last twice, but Fianna Fáil have won a seat more because Fine Gael have found it difficult to corral Heather Humphreys' huge personal vote. That has left Fine Gael in a quandary. Where are they to go now? They had hoped to win two here. Some strategists still think it's possible in this key swing constituency, but at this moment in time, perhaps seems unlikely. With Humphreys' departure, even coinciding with a slight slump in the party's vote in Connacht Ulster, the latest Red Sea national opinion poll in the Sunday Business Post. Now, Fine Gael running three candidates here in Heather Humphreys' stead, two coming through a selection convention at the Kilmore Hotel in Cavan on the Friday of the October bank holiday weekend. On the Cavan side, T.P. O'Reilly, a farmer from Ardlough near Virginia. He's long been tipped to run here again. In 2020, he was effectively the sixth placed finisher, just a couple of hundred votes off Fianna Fáil's Niamh Smith on first preferences. But when all was said and done, he was over 2,000 votes adrift of her. And the councillor for the Bally James Duff electoral area was the candidate preferred by the Fine Fine Gael hierarchy, but there was a late fly in the ointment on his candidature when the former TD from 2011 to 16, now Senator Joe O'Reilly, challenged him at the 11th hour at that selection convention, the 69-year-old saying he had the greater name recognition. But TP O'Reilly saw off Joe O'Reilly by 138 votes to 94 in the end. On the Monaghan side of the constituency is David Maxwell, a councillor since 2004 from Killymarley. Some eyebrow raising at this one initially. Councillor Richard Truell from Ahabog had been the early favourite after throwing his hat into the ring, but he then withdrew. Manny in Fine Gael Towers on Mount Street then expected Castleblaney councillor Aidan Campbell to emerge from the convention. He was even thought to have been the preferred candidate of Heather Humphreys, but Campbell then withdrew on the morning of the convention, leaving the path clear for David Maxwell. And added to the ticket then, after all the votes were cast in the Kilmore Hotel, was Councillor Carmel Brady from Tully Vin, first elected as a councillor in 2014. And she's worked in Coot Hill for 30 years. And I remember how Heather Humphreys, the former manager of the credit union in Coot Hill before assuming political office or before graduating on to Leinster House. Added candidates for Fine Gael, it's worth pointing out, had a pretty poor record in the 2020 general election. Just two of them were successful nationally, with 49% of those who came through selection conventions, those who were backed by the party membership, going on to win seats. Now, all three candidates, look, they're solid councillors in their own right, perhaps not having the star power or the sprinkling of stardust politically of Heather Humphreys, who was said to me takes votes from all over the constituency, or took votes from all over the constituency, independent votes, Fianna Fáil votes, at everything, launching many different things, really being a highly visible and present minister within Cavan Monaghan. Whom she backs might be the key decision maker here, or the key pivotal turning point in this electoral contest. And it's also worth noting how Heather Humphreys would have had a large vote within the Protestant community, which is not insignificant in this part of the world, around Monaghan especially, including in her home place of Drum, but also Protestant areas around Cavan outside Virginia, or Cross Downey outside Cavan Town, or Kilmore outside Killeshandra. And this vote, you would expect, should drift towards David Maxwell, who's of the same persuasion, and this may ultimately give him the strongest foothold of all three Fine Gael candidates in this contest.
Áine, what do you think of all that then? A big personal vote obviously for Heather Humphreys, her departure really blowing the race wide open.
It really does. And as Barry said, I suppose before Heather, there was Seymour Crawford as well, who would have come sort of from the same Protestant agricultural farming background as Heather. I think it really will depend on who Heather is backing here, because there is a very, very significant Protestant leaning vote in the Cavan Monaghan area. Traditionally a very Republican leaning maybe constituency, I think Sinn Féin have the potential to do very well here. You're depending on vote management. Again, there was talk at one stage that they would run the third candidate, but perhaps lessons have been learned from mistakes in other constituencies in terms of vote management. I suppose into as well, the councillor Sarah O'Reilly, who's standing, there's a lot of talk about her. She was very heavily involved in a campaign nationally to reverse the decision of the GAA to not accept cash at games and at turnstiles. Her profile would be high enough topping the poll in 2024 in the local elections. Wouldn't be an insignificant perhaps into vote in this area, but I think because of Heather Humphreys' departure, it's kind of left everyone scratching their heads as to, is it a personal vote or is it a Fine Gael vote?
And what then of Fianna Fáil in this constituency, Barry?
Well, Fianna Fáil are also running three candidates here. They have two incumbents, they being Brendan Smith, first elected in 1992. He has declared his intention to run again. He's been successful in all his elections heretofore, and also Niamh Smith, who was first elected in 2016 and has assumed a highly prominent media role as chairperson of the Oireachtas Media Committee with regards to the scandal of this place where we're sitting at the moment in recent times in RTE. They're also running Robbie Gallagher in Monaghan, whom has polled 5,000 first preferences the last time. He'd be hoping to scoop up a few votes from Heather Humphreys' departure in Monaghan in particular. Of the three, it's hard to know. It's worth pointing out that the Fianna Fáil vote here in Cavan Monaghan in the local elections was as soft as the middle of a teddy bear, and they lost a few seats along the way, perhaps due to strategic decisions as well. It was said they were outpolled by Fine Gael in both Cavan and Monaghan. So it is a tricky task for Fianna Fáil to keep their two seats. There's also been historic bad blood between Niamh Smith and other members of the organisation locally, and a rivalry between Brendan Smith and Niamh Smith, who's based in Ballyborough. Robbie Gallagher's chances perhaps won't be helped by the fact that Niamh Smith also has an office in Castleblaney in Monaghan, so she does farm votes from Monaghan as well. And Fianna Fáil's task overall is made more difficult by the fact that Sarah O'Reilly, who Anya mentioned for Aintu, was co-opted to take Niamh Smith's place on the council, initially started her political career in Fianna Fáil, and another Jean Poole Fianna Fáil candidate in Shane P. O'Reilly, running for Independent Ireland, who topped the poll in the local elections in Barry James Duff, an undertaker from Mullia. So there is quite a lot of candidates fishing in that same Fianna Fáil pool at the moment.
Anya, three O'Reillys and two Smiths. I foresee problems on the ballot paper.
A lot of problems on the ballot paper, and also when you have two counties in one constituency, it's often the cases that people vote local and they'll just go with a candidate on their side of the county division. So that's going to be interesting for parties, just to see how they can vote manage, especially if with the likes of Niamh Smith there is a bit of party maybe previous bad blood and so on. It will be interesting to see, as opposed to perhaps a party like Sinn Féin that are very rigid in their vote management. So I'm not sure how that one is going to play out. There's going to be, I feel, a lot of votes sort of pooling around at the end to see where transfers go regarding just the vacuum that Heather Humphreys is leaving.
Could Sinn Féin, Barry, do you think, or would they reconsider running a third candidate here?
This has been a bit of a tricky one for Sinn Féin, Sarah. A senior member of Sinn Féin nationally told me before the litany of scandals recently, the litany of negative press around the party, that it was very much considering three candidates here in Cavan Monaghan, pointing to the party's local election results, including polling over 45% of the vote in Carrickmacross Castleblaney, Sinn Féin's highest vote nationwide in June's local elections in all local electoral areas. They recaptured a seat from Fianna Fáil in Carrickmacross Castleblaney, whilst they also took a second seat in Ballybay Clonus, which had belonged to the independent Hughie McIlvany, formerly of the Fine Gael stable. The party had been looking to add Cathy Bennett, who topped the poll in the Monaghan electoral area in the local elections, again before those negative headlines essentially gave the party cold feet. But then the departure of Heather Humphreys seems to have warmed up their feet once again, because at the time of recording, Sinn Féin very much now reconsidering whether to run a third candidate here, whether they will run Cathy Bennett. I'm told that party members will have a high level meeting in the coming days to decide whether to add somebody to join along with Matt Carty. Perhaps it would be a big boon for him in the party going forward if Sinn Féin could take three of five seats here. And really, Cavan Monaghan is designed in such a way that it can be divided along county grounds in terms of social media adverts in Monaghan, different ads in Cavan, different local newspapers as well. So it is possible to divide the vote quite well. Now, we've neglected to mention at this point as well the second Sinn Féin candidate, Pauline Tully, the sitting TD from Killinalec between Barry James Duff and Ballina. She polled 10,166 votes the last time, very much carried in on the Sinn Féin surge, the party garnering 36.7% in this constituency overall. It would appear she might be well poised to hold her seat, Pauline Tully, but it won't be easy. And the perceived wisdom locally is that whilst Matt Carty could be towards the top of the poll, particularly if he's by himself in Monaghan and Cathy Bennett is not there, but he perhaps will be towards the top of the poll with Pauline Tully left to duke it out with the Smiths and O'Reillys in the battle for the final three or four seats.
On that basis then, Anya, how would you see this playing out, this constituency?
I'm going to go to Sinn Féin. I'm going to say one Fine Gael, because on the basis of what Heather got, if she throws her weight behind a candidate, I think there is certainly a Fine Gael vote here. One Fianna Fáil, and then it's either between a Fianna Fáil and Independent for the last, or Aintu for the last seat. I can't call the last one.
Barry?
Yeah, and worth mentioning as well, Lester Gordon, independent, anti-immigrant views. He polled very strongly in Bally James Duff in the local elections. He's running here. So if he gets any way involved or improves in his local election results, it might be a show on that particular issue. In terms of the seats, Matt Carthy looks secure. There'll surely be one for Fine Gael, one for Fianna Fáil. And then you're looking between the second Fine Gael candidate, two Fianna Fáil, Robbie Gallagher and Niamh Smith, and then also Sarah O'Reilly of Aintu and Shane P. O'Reilly of Independent Ireland have gone through quite a lot of them there. Mm. Ultimately, in the shake-up, Shane P. O'Reilly, Molya, although he's an undertaker, which could be a very good thing for pooling up votes, he perhaps mightn't travel through the constituency, so perhaps I'd put him back. TP O'Reilly perhaps looks slightly weakened for Fine Gael on geography with the amount of candidates around him. So really you're looking at perhaps between Fianna Fáil and Aintu for the last seat. Sarah O'Reilly does seem to have momentum locally at the moment, and if she can outpoll her performance from the last time, she'll definitely be in the mix. But this vote, this count, with the absence of Heather Humphreys, you could throw a blanket over a lot of the candidates, and you might need a blanket for a pretty long count, I think, as well.
Okay, looking forward to that one. We will leave it there for this one. Anya, thank you very much, and Barry, you're going to be back with us for an update after the nominations close. Our thanks also to Cormac Burke for all his research, to Jamie Doyle who was on sound, and our producer Kieran Dunn. And remember, you can tune in to RTE Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RTE Television and all our digital platforms for full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.